Denny Everson has changed his mind about the effects the farm crisis would have on the people who work the land. 2 months ago, the Yankton, South Dakota banker would have told you 15% of his farmers would have been forced off the farm. That number is less now, more like 5%. He credits the $9 billion federal disaster package and another season of bumper crops. Both, he says, are bandages, but enough to bridge farmers through another year.
I won't go so far as to say it'll offset previous negative cash flows, but it may bring a lot of people much closer to break even than we had anticipated. And even though break even is not something any business is interested in these days and times with, again, miserable commodity prices, I think that's a pretty, I mean, that's as good as we can expect for 1999, and far better than I expected 60 days ago.
Of course, the true effects of the current low prices depends on whose kitchen table you're sitting at. Regardless, Everson says there have to be some drastic changes soon. Everson was the chairman of the American Bankers Association's Task Force on 21st Century Agricultural Banking. He says the U.S. must export farm products at a faster pace as a way to level the playing field in international trade. Everson supports a position held by North Dakota Senator Byron Dorgan that the U.S. must invest close to $55 billion to compete against the European Economic Community.
We're the last resort purchaser out there as it relates to ag exports. They'll go to about anybody before they come to us. And we got to change that. And the only way we can get that changed is through, if you want to go the route that Conrad's suggesting, and that's pull out mega dollars and fight fire with fire.
Everson says the investment is more for consumers to keep food cheap than it is for producers. The Banking Task Force also recommends changes in the Freedom to Farm legislation and wants more federally guaranteed loans. Bankers and farmers are trying hard not to repeat mistakes made in the mid-80s. Everson says farmers have become better at their business and treat their farm as a business, not a lifestyle. Bankers have better technology and can warn farmers earlier about potential trouble. Everson says farmers need to band together with bankers to develop better federal ag policy.
But because we're probably down to where some 350,000 farmers control 80% of the production in the United States, their voice isn't heard very loud, and there aren't very many people on the Hill anymore that concern themselves with agriculture, and food comes out of a store and not out of the fields.
Because the U.S. economy is strong, it's been tough to draw attention to the difficult financial times farmers face. David Dahl is a public affairs economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. He recently completed a study looking at bank loans and deposits in southwestern Minnesota's Lyon County since 1914. Dahl says ag banks are healthy now, and there's been no decline in bank profitability. But he says one thing is very clear to predict. To preserve existing farms, farmers need to make a profit, and that's not on the horizon.
But the fact remains that there are very strong incentives remain in place for farm consolidation, and it will continue regardless of whether prices 5 years from now, regardless of what happens to prices, there's going to be fewer farms today than there are, than there are today.
Yankton banker Denny Everson's concerns are perhaps more imminent. How to save the young farmer who's racked up high debts to survive until now.
And they're the future. And I've got 10, maybe I could advance that to 20 people in a portfolio of 600 farmers. This is really my biggest task. How do I keep them in business? Because they're goers. I mean, they're doing as much risk management as they can. They are really highly levered, and the industry can't afford to lose them. That is my biggest concern.
Everson says the nation's bankers are behind his efforts. He hopes they can team up with the agriculture unions and cooperative groups to lobby Congress together. In Sioux Falls, I'm Kara Hetland, Minnesota Public Radio.